Her print gown was tucked up and she was wearing a large apron over a striped petticoat. Her little black nose went sniffle, sniffle, snuffle, and her eyes went twinkle, twinkle. And underneath her cap, where Lucy had yellow curls, that little person had prickles.
"Who are you?"
said Lucy.
"Have you seen my pocket henkin?"
The little person made a bob curtsy.
Oh, yes, if you please 'em. My name is Mrs. Tiggy Winkle. Oh, yes, if you please 'em. I'm an excellent clear starcher."
And she took something out of a clothes basket and spread it on the ironing blanket.
"What's that thing?"
said Lucy.
"That's not my pocket henkin."
"Oh, no, if you please 'em, that's a little scarlet waistcoat belonging to Cock Robin."
And she ironed it and folded it and put it on one side. Then she took something else off her clothes horse.
"That isn't my penny,"
said Lucy.
"Oh, no, if you please 'em, that's a damask tablecloth belonging to Jenny Wren. Oh, look how it's stained with currant wine. It's very bad to wash,"
said Mrs. Tiggy Winkle.